From your early days of environmental awareness, which has been 20 plus years now, at least, to now, what would you say have been the main adverse changes that you've seen? Whether just environmental ignorance or even increase in tourism and tourism impact or commercial and industrial influence. Have you seen anything that seems to have gone backwards?
I don't know if I'd characterize things as going backwards. I think we've seen a lot of change. We've seen tremendous technological advances. And if there was something that I would say has come to ring really true with me is that sometimes we move more quickly than would be the best for all factors. We have such brilliant young minds developing ideas and technology and ways to do things that are so much better than we knew of in years gone by. And it doesn't even have to be long years ago. The advances are there, and sometimes our lack of patience or unwillingness to wait and see what's on the horizon, I think, gives us decisions that aren't made with the fullest of benefit from what might be just around the corner that would perhaps give us a better way to explore and exploit our resources, our natural resources, coal, oil and gas, forestry, even renewable resources, hydro. We do put a lot of effort now into big efforts. When I think we could perhaps put more resources and effort into individuals doing things like solar panels and reducing the need for big wind farms by having solar panels, small wind chargers on every skyscraper or every new building. And we're moving towards that. It's, I think, of course, you can sit here and reflect and think, gee, maybe we could have done that differently earlier. But I do believe that I have a lot of faith in the people making decisions that we could be sure that we're bringing in the full spectrum of what is possible, and to do that without damaging the environment and our natural water, air resources as much as we sometimes do. We need the awareness and concern for the environment to be one of the first factors in decisions being made about whether we should protect an area, whether we should allow development of an area. And I have seen that grow tremendously in big industry, big industrial companies. I see reluctance on the part of some to recognize that importance, and I have great faith and hope that a newer, younger generation coming up will help it be part of the first questions being asked. That we'll see concern for our protected areas and the values they bring, a recognition that climate change will make things different for us, and that there are ways that we will need to adapt and that we need to start planning.
I tended to ask that question from a negative perspective, saying what are the adverse changes, but you've alluded to the fact that there are positive changes. So do you want to mention what some of the positive changes over the recent years have been? Maybe just give me some examples of what you've seen.
Yeah. I think the awareness of children has been a real spark. There are children who are very aware of environmental concerns and the need for conservation. They are inspiring, and I'm not certain that that's brand new, Derek, but I've certainly seen a growing awareness. I think that generation brings great hope for us. Positive things that I've seen happen is attention to how an area will be drilled for oil and gas, consultation about where a pipeline could or should go, avoidance of really sensitive areas by responsible developers, respect for those people who have an expertise in the values on a landscape and the importance of saying that this is an area that is too sensitive and it needs to be left. I have seen those things improve. I always have hope that we're on the right path. I know that economically sometimes the arguments are very strong, and I understand those economic arguments about what will I do if this changes so much that I won't be able to have the job I'm used to doing anymore. I do understand that from my very young years, and know that as we make changes, there's companies out there. Synovus has made a tremendous effort at changing the way they do seismic and reclaiming seismic lines to improve opportunities for caribou habitat. And that's a significant move forward that is, I would say, an important responsibility for big companies. And there are others too. I don't mean to single anyone out. We do see the bigger companies looking towards those opportunities that the future brings, whether it's electric vehicles or ways to improve operating with partner industries. We see more conversations happening, and I think a generation that wants to see better discussions and decisions being made.